Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Lee, I got to do this in every hour today because okay. This is so outrageous. And I bet you'll remember it if you think about it. Barack Obama, and the media has made much of this, right? Let me set this up properly, okay? Twice in the last year. Right. The media has told us the Trump economy was a disaster. Trump's economic policy is a disaster. We were headed into recession, right?
Yeah, that's what they said.
And the Democrats had absolutely no interest in owning that economy, right?
Nope.
Because it was a disaster. It was just so bad. And then it didn't happen. So now they're trying a new tactic. The very economy, the terrible financial decisions, tariffs were hurting everything, you know, it's terrible, it's out of control, going to have a recession any moment now. See, just wait for it. No, wait, there it's not. Okay, wait, let's try it again. Now they've flipped tactics and they're telling us it's a great economy because of them.
Yeah.
And think about the irony of that. Okay, so what caused this miraculous economy? We did a little on this yesterday. According to Obama, and this one is the incredible part. According to Obama's own tweet, it was the Recovery Act. Remember the stimulus?
TARP.
It was a stimulus act. $787 billion stimulus, Recovery Act. Okay. Do you remember all the years of coverage by the liberal media of where are the jobs?
Yeah.
Where are the shovel-ready jobs? Where are the jobs?
Right.
Where'd they go?
That was the big joke, the shovel-ready jobs. Even the left-wing media was joking about
it. Yeah.
Because there were none.
Right. Okay. There were none, and he promised, going back to the campaign trail, that there were going to be. And he said to hold him responsible if the jobs didn't materialize. He then ended up admitting the jobs didn't materialize.
I'm sure that when you implemented the Recovery Act, your staff briefed you on many of the challenges of the permitting process and the impact on putting Americans back to work. And that's exactly what we see in American business as well.
Shovel-ready was not as shovel-ready as we expected.
Yet now
they're
he's
laughing about it, too.
Well, yeah, and now he's saying the reason that we have this great economy, it's not Trump, it's nothing like that. It's the Recovery Act that he admitted at the time
didn't work.
But it's not just him, okay? Let's take it from the left. Let's take it from the right. Here's U.S. News and World Report. The headline, the five biggest failures from President Obama's stimulus law. Was supposed to bring unemployment below 8%, didn't. Let's go over to the New York Times, right? Headline, Obama lesson, shovel ready, not so ready. And they point out throughout all of this, for a country and a president eager to see jobs created quickly, the shovel-ready part of the project was a disappointment. They go on to say the jobs never materialized. Okay. So this is in all, I mean, shall I keep going? A New York Times. How not to revive an economy. It just, this was by reporter Mike Rebell. I spent 3 years reporting on the $850 billion stimulus plan that the Obama administration pushed through Congress in 2009. My conclusion, government can create jobs. It just didn't do it well. Okay. So this is again, New York Times. So this is in the archives. Here's another one. Real Clear Politics. Pick that one. They're fairly down the middle. Okay, Jonah Goldberg, National Review, wrote this, a shovel-unready president. What a disaster this was. So, I mean, and I remember this. You remember this.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody agreed the stimulus was a failure, and they wanted to do a postmortem to figure out why. So it is un-freaking-leavable that they're letting the president take a victory lap, claiming, of all things, that the stimulus created the current economy? We have the Recovery Act? Are you kidding me?
Sadly, they're not kidding. They're really trying to sell you on that. And it's demonstrably false.
Let me read Obama's exact tweet here. He says, I don't want to be accused of twisting anything. 11 years ago today, near the bottom of the worst recession in generations, I signed the Recovery Act, paving the way for more than a decade of economic growth and the longest streak of job creation in American history. The dude on camera admitted it didn't work.
Yep.
The media knows this is a lie. They all reported it. The liberal media, Forbes, National Review, U.S. News and World Report, on and on, Washington Post. I mean, I could sit here and do this for the next hour. There was so many articles about it. It went on forever. And they are letting him take credit for this and leading their newscast with Trump says the economy is, you know, his economy and he did good, but Obama has a few things to say about it. They know it's a lie. They know it is. It is an unbelievable lie. So having failed to sink the economy with their talking points, which they tried twice in last year, say a recession's coming, credit Trump's disastrous policies, we're now told the economy is actually great. And it's because Obama signed the Recovery Act that everybody admitted was a failure.
Yep.
It's as if there's not this thing called Goggle. You seen this Goggle thing? Google.
.com.
You can go there like I just did. And this stuff pops right up because it's all mainstream news sources. They're not throttled.
That interweb thing that
the
Al
interwebs.
Gore embedded.
Here's my favorite, the YouTube video from Obama. Headline, quote, shovel ready was not as shovel ready as we expected. So, I mean, the gall, the unmitigated gall of this guy to come out and contradict his own self and say that he created these jobs when he admitted he did not. Here's Politico. Obama admission. And I remember GOP went wild on him. Obama admission. It was the admission that the stimulus had failed. The Recovery Act had failed. Obama admission inspires GOP. Quote, as the $1 trillion stimulus fails to fulfill promises, President Obama is separating himself from his own sales pitch on shovel-ready jobs, read the headline of a news release from Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. I just took that out of a Politico article. They lean left. So this is well established. This is not obscure economic trivia that I'm bringing up here. Everybody agreed it was a failure. The left, the right, everybody. And they're letting him take credit. And you know what is really tellingly, can I just say one more thing and I'm just get this off my chest and I'm going to feel fine after this. The really telling thing here is that Obama had to go back to 2009 to find anything he'd done for the economy. He had to go back 11 years. Because there wasn't a thing he can even fake point to after that. Because it was nothing but destruction of jobs by Obamacare. Now you used to have a full-time job. Now you have to have two part-time ones. You don't even have health insurance anymore. I mean, he literally had to go back 11 years just to find anything he'd bothered to do for the economy. His entire economic approach was just to tell you this was the new normal and deal with it.
And it's interesting you mentioned Obamacare, because here's the situation. You've got an economy that he can't take credit for, that they're now taking credit for. But then now they're trying to change health care, but they're the ones that broke it to begin with.
And they rail on about Trump. He won't let us fix health care. Well, y'all did fix health care.
Yeah, you know, fixed it good.
Without a single Republican vote. Not one.
Not a single vote.
You own the current state of health care. You guys did it. We begged you not to. We tried to stop you. You won. You had it your way. And now you're going to tell us Trump is standing in the way of fixing health care?
And Obamacare is still the law of the land.
I know.
These people are campaigning against something that they broke. I mean, it wasn't perfect to begin with, but they sure as heck made it a lot worse.
Of course they did.
And now they're trying to say we're the ones to fix it. No. Just like we don't want you fixing an economy that you didn't fix to begin with.
And they go deep down into it, man. They drag these people into their rallies. Look at how she's suffering under what, Obamacare?
Exactly. The stuff that you did. You are responsible for this, Democrats. You alone.
Never mind that we tried to fix Obamacare, and guess who stood in our way? We would have welcomed their votes to fix it, but they weren't on board for that, remember?
Yep.
Neither was John McCain.
Well, that's a whole other story.
Querulous soul. Anyway, so, there we go. So, I mean, this lie is so transparent and, honest to God, Lee, so transparently desperate. It is easy to tear apart this idea that Obama, this is Obama's jobs economy. This is Obama's. I mean, forget that. There's no way. He had the most tepid recovery in American history in terms of GDP growth and wage growth. That's a fact. But, you know, the media is repeating this, repeats, and I'm waiting for it. Before too long, my liberal college friends, which is like all my liberal, all of my college friends, will be repeating, it's Obama's economy. Yeah, it's, God, get on Google for 5 minutes. 5 minutes, y'all. You know? It's really frustrating. So easy to knock down. Texter writes, the Recovery Act monies did save teachers, unions, and other existing union jobs. Came back to the DNC and the political contributions from union dues. Corrupt! Exclamation point. What is Trump texting in now? Sounds like a Trump tweet.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Texter writes, tell producer Chris good bumper music with Lunatic Fringe coming right behind the lunacy of Obama and the left you were talking about. This is just a sad, desperate lie that the Recovery Act. You remember the stimulus? It's just the stimulus is finally kicking in 11 years later. And that's what's causing this economy. It's not anything Trump did. It's not the massive corporate tax cut or the changing of the rules that finally allowed all that offshore money, several trillion dollars, to come back into the economy. It's none of that. It's not any of that. See, here's the difference. Okay, let me explain. It's a stimulus. You borrow the money means you have to pay it back, right? Well, what Trump did brought, this is why the economy is humming, okay? And I think people don't explain this a lot. Yeah, there was a small middle-class tax cut. I had people text it to me at one point. Some of you, got $100, couple hundred bucks. Some of you got, all the way up to a couple thousand. And that was good. That stimulated the economy. That was cool. I'm sure that created some jobs, some economic growth. But that wasn't the main thing. It's so important we understand what is doing this in this country. Because it's the one thing the Democrats want to repeal. It was a two-prong approach, a massive slashing of the corporate tax rate from 35 to 21. That's huge. And that money in turn being invested in the economy. And you will remember that the media complaining because corporations were incredibly selfish. And what they had done is they had parked trillions of dollars offshore. And this is money that American corps had made in other countries. And it was so selfish and they should bring it back and they should let the tax man tax it. Well, We were the only, remember, industrialized country in the world that would punitively tax our own companies when they wanted to return the money to the country. In other words, they'd already paid taxes on it in the country that they made it, right? Every other industrialized country in the world wants the money back in the economy. We're idiots. So Trump's tax plan had a one-time, and they didn't even let you freebie it back into the country. It had a one-time slashing of the rate to bring it back in. And so between those two things, the massive tax cut to business, but also the repatriation of the cash, they were investing $350 billion on average in additional investment we hadn't seen before each quarter. Each $1 billion of investment in our economy creates 7,000 jobs. New investment. And that's the difference. That's what created the jobs. I mean, honestly, just smell test. You don't have to be an economist. You're telling me a recovery act for an $800 billion stimulus Obama signed 11 years ago is just now working? And all that tax cut stuff, $350 billion additional a quarter, according to the Wall Street Journal, that had nothing to do with it. Does that make any sense? No, but the media doesn't tell you this stuff because they like you stupid. Like you ignorant. Texture rates. Hey, Terry, Russ used to use Liar by Three Dog Night as music to depict Democrats. Texture rates. The stimulus is kicking in because we are still on the hook to pay for it. That's the Dems paying it for. Oh, by the way, all that tax investment. We didn't have to pay for that. It was free. It was free. Now, did our deficit grow? Yeah. And the Democrats like to blame that on the tax cuts. That's not what the deal was. More money came into the Treasury than ever before. They just upped spending. At the same time, the Democrats say, see, the tax cuts causing us to go broke. Well, no, more money is coming into the Treasury, not less. It's because you're spending more. That's the problem. So when you do tax cuts, corporate tax cuts, the stimulus is free. You don't have to pay for it. Like with the Democrats, you know, near $800 billion stimulus, you got to pay that back. Taxpayers had to pay that back. That takes the money. So it's a simple economic lesson. It's a stupid injection into the economy. We're going to inject $787 billion. Where are we getting it? Borrow it. So wait, we're going to put it in the economy, but don't we have to take it back out to pay it? Uh-huh. Many times over with interest. That sounds smart to you? It's not. Corporate tax cuts are smart, though. Why are corporate tax cuts smart? I know I got trolls out there, and you froth at the mouth to think any corporation will get a tax cut, right? That's a terrible, it's a horrible thing, right? Well, the problem is when you expand business depending on the industry, it's impossible to do. In other words, a business is a $200 a year business, right? Now it's a $500 a year business. Every industry has a job creation rate. Like, so say you expand a business by 100%. That means double it for those of you who went to school on Common Core math. You double it. There's a certain amount of job creation that has to go with that. You need extra people because the business got bigger. The business got bigger because you invested. So when you have a bigger business and more jobs created and more people spending money, what happens? I don't know. It's bad. No. People get rich. I hate them. No. The economy gets bigger. That's what GDP means. The economy gets bigger. And guess what happens? Everybody gets richer. But that didn't happen. Yes, it did. Wages have grown in the Trump administration more than they have grown in the previous two decades. So everybody won. Yeah, that means some people still going to be richer than you. Some people still going to be poorer than you. But that will never change. Not under the Democrats, not under socialism, not under communism. Well, because socialism, communism, everybody's poor. Except the elites.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You want to know what the scariest thing I've seen lately is? Chilled me to the bone. I mean, left me jarred last night. I was walking around my house like, did you ever see something that just jars you? Maybe it's in a horror movie or it's like, maybe it's on the news or, I don't know, your favorite character dies on a show or something. You walk around shell-shocked. Well, nothing like that happened last night. I just read the story. And then I sat there watching the video. And, well, I'll tell you what it's about. Because I've never seen anything like this. You better watch the video, folks. Oh, my. I don't know if you've seen this picture or not. It's a fairly famous photo. Of a girl by the name of Caitlin Bennett. And she attended Kent State University. She graduated in 2018. Pretty girl. And long blonde hair. She's a Big Gun fan. And she was disarmed the whole time she was at Kent State because of the, you know, campus policy. She felt it made her unsafe. So when she graduated, she posted a picture of herself walking, you know, out of the entry of the university where you can clearly see it says Kent State University with her AR-10 slung over her back and a, you know, graduation cap with come and take it on it, right? It's a pretty famous photo. I don't know if you follow these things on social media. You've probably seen it many times. Okay, so after graduation, she's 24 now. She goes to work for an outfit called Liberty Hangout. And as part of her work, Bennett goes to college campuses and interviews students. You've seen those kind of interviews. They're hot on social media. You put a microphone in somebody's face. You ask them a question. College kids are so dumb. They'll say, I mean, I don't mean dumb IQ. I mean, just so misinformed. You can, you know, you ask them questions. They'll say crazy stuff. You put it on the internet, gets a bunch of hits. That's what she does. That's what she does for Liberty Hangout. So she went to Ohio University on Monday. Now, here's what's interesting about the riot that ensued afterward. It scared me for this country and for my children. This is what's interesting. She goes to Ohio University. It's in Ohio. And she's doing what she normally does. She's not speaking. She's not doing public speaking, you know, like a gathering with an announcement. Hasn't announced beforehand she's coming to the university. This is what makes this so alarming. And so she's there with the guy, Joel Patrick, who's a firearm activist. They're both pro-Trump people. So they got their microphone out and the recording out and all this kind of stuff. Well, people start taking pictures of her on Instagram. She's the gun girl. She's pro-gun. And so she's asking people about guns. She's obviously pro-gun. So people that she's, you know, come up to with the microphone start posting on Instagram. So the word spreads across campus really quickly, I guess, that she's there. That's it. That's all that happened. She's wearing a pro-Trump shirt. Just walking up to people. This has been going on time immemorial on campuses. And a mob forms. And I don't mean a little mob. I don't mean 5 or 6. I don't mean 10 or 15. I don't mean 10 or 20. I'm talking, it looks like maybe 200. 150 to 200 mob forms. A screaming, frothing mob. The mob formed and quickly got violent. Activists... Well, they're not even activists, just regular university kids, throwing objects and liquid at Bennett and Patrick for daring to support Trump and the Second Amendment. They basically had to fight their way through the mob as police watched and refused to help, terrified over whether they would make it to the car. They were in a van truck thing. Folks, you got to watch this video. It's up on my Facebook page. You just got to watch it. I mean, it's just chilling. And what's chilling is this isn't one of these deals where the liberal group on campus had time to organize because they knew she was speaking. This was just the reaction of kids walking around to find anybody their age who might disagree with them on the Second Amendment. They freaked out. This is them in the car. Okay, they're trying to drive away. The mob has surrounded the vehicle and they're hitting it with their hands and pelting it. And they can't drive forward, of course, because they'll run over somebody. Officers are standing there watching. She barely made it into the vehicle. This mob surrounding her. I mean, folks, somebody's going to get killed by these weaponized, ignorant kids. Take a listen. This is her. She's in the van. She's clearly terrified. They have run for their lives. They have made it to the van. This is what it sounds like.
They're still throwing stuff.
You need to back up.
Joel, shut your window, Joel.
Shut the window.
Joel, shut the window.
Why is that cop just letting this all happen?
The cop is letting... He told me, Justin, he told me he could not help me. He has nowhere for me to go. He's watched... These cops are watching this happen. There's another one. They're still throwing stuff.
Eventually, the mob tried to smash their way into the truck. There's a whole 40-minute video. I was absolutely glued to it. Just the malevolence on their face, the absolute hatred. It was almost demonic. And what made it so scary, this was truly a diverse mob. Black, white, male, female, ordinary-looking kids with just hate on their faces. And they mobbed her. And I mean, I'm like, I'm watching. And I was like, I'd have been scared for my life, and the police just let it happen. And they get so close to her, she's being shoved back and forth, and they're daring her to shoot them. Just college kids. Here's what she said on Fox this morning.
Shame on the Ohio University police for watching this happen. We have footage of a police officer denying me help to my face up on our YouTube channel, Liberty Hangout. You can watch a 40-minute clip of a police officer just straight up denying me help. I'm really disappointed in them. They should be ashamed of themselves, and any conservative student that goes to that school should fear for their safety.
She said Trump should deny federal funding to these schools. Till they clean their mobs up. Let me read this. Within minutes, a mob formed and quickly got violent, with activists throwing objects and liquids at Bennett and Patrick for daring to support Trump and the Second Amendment. Eventually, the mob tried to smash their way into the truck in which the two people and their crew were traveling. The videos are harrowing, and they are. I mean, just the absolute. And again, it's about 150 to 200 people. Rage. All she did was support the Second Amendment. That's all she did. Folks, I mean, it's pretty clear who the enemy is after watching this. I was thinking about this last night. It's chilling. It's our children. Weaponized to the point of, I mean, I watch the video, near violence by their Marxist education, manipulated to fight against, I guess, their own basic Bill of Rights freedoms with violence if necessary. I mean, literally so intolerant, they can't stand the sight of someone who disagrees with them, and they're moved to violence. Good God.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot of folks reacting to the last segment on Caitlin Bennett. This is one of those days where I get frustrated. I mean, I'm thrilled to be on the radio talking to you, but I get frustrated that I can't show you what she went through at Ohio University in Ohio. And again, she wasn't there speaking. She's the gun chick, and she's, you know, pretty famous. That picture's pretty famous. Especially in Ohio. So she was recognized. And as the text writes, Caitlin Bennett is her name. Everyone check out Liberty Hangout on YouTube. All she was doing was asking the students trivia questions about presidents. Yeah, no, so this wasn't like a controversial thing she was doing, but she wasn't like some, you know, corner carnival barker for the Second Amendment. That's not what she was doing. She got recognized. Surrounded by a mob. couldn't move. And they're hurling things at her. And text writes, you said demonic. I mean, I'm talking about the look on their faces. I'm not viewing this in religious terms. Don't misunderstand. That was just the word that came to my mind. Just the rage on the faces. All and it just the idea of having to be confronted with, having to see, to lay eyes on someone who disagrees with them on the Second Amendment. And by their own choice, by the way. It's not like she's standing there screaming or she's speaking or they, you know, she didn't even have a sign. Like, you know, yay 2A or anything. I mean, there's nothing, none of that. I mean, they came to her when they found out she was on campus and mobbed her. I mean, boys, guys, I mean, I guess they're guys at that age. Men, I don't know, college men throwing stuff at a girl? I mean, just, it was a riot. I mean, that's, it's just no other way to put it. I mean, it was just crazy. They barely got out of there. You can hear the terror in her voice. I had no idea it was this bad. Texter writes, you said demonic. I think you're completely correct. What bothers me most is the passivity of law enforcement as these people's rights were trampled, not to mention hundreds of felonies in less than an hour. Reverse the ideologies and the students get zip-tied and their future employment ruined. Amen. Yeah, go up to someone you don't know and hurl a full drink at their head and see what happens to you. You do that in front of a cop. It's called assault. Heck, they'll get you for doing that to a car. Probably a low-level property charge, but still. They're just watching. And the mob's getting worse and worse, and they won't move, and they won't let her move. And the guy she's with one white guy and one black guy. They didn't care. Didn't matter. She's vowing that she will go back. That's brave. I mean, I was scared watching it. It was like, it was eye-opening. Yeah, I knew, like, I know Antifa's insane, and I know there's left-wing groups on every campus, and they're nuts. We've all seen those videos. That's not new. And they get violent. I mean, we've seen the recent one of the college student confronting someone who disagrees with her and making the throat slashing motion. We've all seen that. But what made this so different was there was no organized liberal group. There was no pre-announcement she was going to the college. There was none of it. It just got out on Instagram. She was there. And again, she wasn't proselytizing, selling her political point of view. She was asking questions for these videos they put up. And the mob got big and bigger and bigger and bigger. It was just upward of 200 people. You should see it. They followed her across the street. They menaced her. They threw stuff at her. They threw stuff at the car. Screaming profanity. All because they were visually confronted with an individual who disagreed with them. I mean, it wasn't like she was saying anything controversial. I mean, like, you know, hateful or controversial. It was just absolutely polite. And you know what's amazing when you watch the video? Even as she's screamed at, she maintains her composure. She's obviously terrified, but she maintains her composure. She's very polite. And she even points out to one of the liberal lunatics screaming at her, I thought you were tolerant. And the woman is taken back for a moment. The student is, the other student. Well, not a people like you. There's no one like you here. Whoa. Folks, these are our children. What kind of country are we going to have?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.